we are still in the sugya of Kibbutz Aveim. We started discussing the inyan of a ger honoring his parents. So we saw that beautiful tshuva from Rav Moshe yesterday, where he explains the notion that the Rambam has of miktsas kavod, and how the Kesef Mishnah explains that it's based on shelo yomru bonim mikdusha chamura lekdusha kala. Rav Moshe discussed specifically a case of visiting a sick parent. He discusses the concern of Shem Yachzor L'Suro, Darkei Shalom, etc. What about davening for a non-Jewish parent? So Rav Avadia has an interesting tshuva. In Shal Shuvis Yechav Das, Chelek Vav, Simin Samach, Rav Avadia discusses davening for a non-Jewish parent, a Jew davening for a non-Jewish parent. And Rav Avadia writes that, you know, there's, aside from the issue of kibbut over here, there's another important issue that a person has to spot what the issues are. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yardes, in Kuf Nun Ches, Sif Aleph, that Ovdei Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to save them if they're about to die. Ve'in L'Rapa'osan, you're not allowed to give refuah to them, even for payment, unless there's Eva. Now, obviously, there's always Eva, right? When it comes to actually treating a patient, when it comes to a doctor actually treating a patient. But strictly speaking, Maker Adin, one is not allowed to treat them for their illness. And the Sefer Knesset HaGadola, or the author of the Sefer Knesset HaGadola, the Sefer Dina Dechayi, says that the Rambam, who treated Yishma'elim in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and that was his job. The Rambam, for a living, was a doctor who treated non-Jewish patients. That's because the Yishma'elim are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Muslims are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so you're allowed to be merapi them, even without a concern of Eva. That's what he suggests, that the Yisr is only for someone who's an actual Ovdei Avodah Zarah. In the Sefer Dina D'Chayi, he points out that the Smag writes that the reason the Rambam was a doctor was because he was Choshesh La'eva. That the reason he was a doctor for the non-Jews is he's Choshesh La'eva, not because the Yishma'elim are not of the Avodah Zarah. So he asks, well, why do you need the Eva concern? What about the fact that they're not of the Avodah Zarah? So he says it could be that the Smag understood that the Yishma'elim in Mitzrayim were of the Avodah Zarah. That it's not like the other Muslims nowadays that are not of the Avodah Zarah. That's a little bit strange, because the Rambam himself in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuras Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin writes that any guy that's not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Kigon, Elu HaYishma'elim, you're allowed to drink their wine, and Mechein Horu Kol HaGaonim. But those who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, their wine is Aser. And that's what's Paskin Shulchan Aruch in Yardesim Kuv Chavdalit. So you see that Yishma'elim, the Rambam assumes their wine is Mutter, that they are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So it's a little bit difficult to say that the Rambam thought that the Yishma'elim that he was treating were in fact of the Avodah Zarah, when in reality it seems that the Rambam says pretty clearly that they were not of the Avodah Zarah. So, be that as it may, it would turn out that if parents of a ger are Muslims and they're ill, you're allowed to daven for them. You're allowed to treat them with medically, so you should be allowed to daven for them to have a refuah shleima, because they're not of the Avodah Zarah. Good, that would be very, very easy, and that would be a simple answer. Problem becomes, not every ger converts from Islam. Very often his parents are Christians. And Christianity, according to the Rambam, is Avodah Zarah. So what do you do about that? Can the child daven for his parents? So Rav Avadia writes that even if his parents are Christians, where it's a violation of Shituf, that they are Meshatev Shem Shamayim V'davar Acher, they don't have a din of Ovdei Avodah Zarah based on Tosfos Sanhedrin of Samach Gimel. Tosfos Sanhedrin of Samach Gimel, and the Ramah passes this way, and Sim Kufnun Vav says that Bnei Noach have to believe in the one and only God, but they don't have to believe that he's the one and only. They have to believe in God, but they don't have to believe that he's the one and only God. They're not Muzhar and Shituf, which is a very difficult concept for people to explain. Meaning, that means that there's God as a partner, No, that's apikorsis. You're not allowed to say that God has a partner. It means that for a guy to believe incorrectly, falsely, wrongly, that God has a partner does not make him an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Just like for a guy to believe that Muhammad was a prophet of God does not make him an Ovid Avodah Zarah. It makes him wrong, but not everyone that's wrong about something is an Ovid Avodah Zarah. I may believe that this table is pink, that would mean I am wrong, but it does not make me an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Very important distinction. A lot of times people, like Rabbi Balsam likes to say, the modern definition of apikoros is someone who doesn't agree with everything I believe. But that's not really what the word means. And the word Ovid Avodah Zarah doesn't mean someone who says something incorrect. So a guy, according to some Rishonim, Bali Atos and Ramah seems to assume this way, is not Mitzuvah and Shitov, meaning that he'd be wrong to believe that God has partners, but it would not make him an Ovid Avodah Zarah. And he points out that the Nodvi Yehuda in the Tshuva in Yerodeh Asim Kuf Memches writes that which everyone, Margula B'Pumayu D'Inshi, that which everyone always says, that B'nei Noach and Muzra on Shitov is a mistake. And where do they get this mistake? From the Ramah and Simon Kuf Nun Vav. That's not what the Nodvi Yehuda means. It means that's not what the Ramah means. He only says no debut. He only means that when a guy swears by an Avodah Zarah with a sheet of Shem Shamayim, that's okay for the guy to do. That a guy swearing by an Avodah Zarah with sheet of Shem Shamayim is not a violation. It's a localized din in Hilchah Shavua. But in terms of what a guy is allowed to believe, no debut says the Ramah never said it. A guy is not allowed to believe in Shituf. So now we're back to our problem. If a guy is really not allowed to believe in Shituf, then how can a convert pray for his non-Jewish parents? The Pischi Tshuva in Yerodeh Asim Kuf Mem Zayin Sifkat and Beis writes that if you look in the Ramah, Darkei Moshe, which is what the Ramah is based on, you can't say like the Nodav Yehuda. It's clear not like the Nodav Yehuda. It's clear that what the Ramah really means is that Ben Noach is not Mitzuvah and Shituf whatsoever. And that it's not a violation of Avodah Zarah for a guy. And that's where Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in Moruk Tziyosim Reish Chavdalin that since the Avodah Zarah of Christianity only is Shituf Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher, for a guy it's Mutter, it does not label a guy as Novid Avodah Zarah. Which is interesting. Because a Jew is certainly mitzvah and shituf. Not only does it mean that a Jew is not allowed to believe that God has partners, it means if a Jew does believe that, he is an Ovid Avodah Zarah. But a guy who believes that same thing is not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Now the shaila we're dealing with is, can the Jew daven for his non-Jewish parent who believes in shituf? Right? The non-Jewish parent is not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. But from a Jew's perspective, what the non-Jewish parent believes is Avodah Zarah. So one might have argued, well, maybe I shouldn't be allowed to daven for him because I can't daven for someone who believes in what I would label Avodah Zarah. Meaning, what's the lumdus of the din that you're not allowed to be merape or mispalel for an Ovid Avodah Zarah? Is the lumdus of the din that he's such an avarion, he's doing such a terrible avera, that I shouldn't help him out? Or is the lumdus of the din not about his averos? He could be a murderer and I'm allowed to daven for him. It's not about his averos. It's about the fact that he believes something that is Avodah Zarah, and Mela, I'm not allowed to daven for a kiyum of what I would call Avodah Zarah in this world. If the din is that he's such an avarian, I label him an Oved Avodah Zarah, well, if it's mutter for him to believe, then it's perfectly fine. I'm not davening for an Oved Avodah Zarah, because klape him, it's not Oved Avodah Zarah. But if it's not a din in the Chomer Isra of Avodah Zarah, it's just a din that I'm not allowed to pray for the kiyum of Avodah Zarah beliefs in this world, but for me, that's an Avodah Zarah belief. What the non-Jew believes is an Avodah Zarah belief. I can't pray for a kiyum of that belief in this world. So Rav Avadia clearly assumes in his tshuva that it's the former. Meaning that the lamdas is that it's only usher to be mispalel for someone who you can accurately label as an oved avodah zarah. That for him it's avodah zarah. Not just that for me it would be avodah zarah. And therefore a Christian would not have the status of an oved avodah zarah. Even without the concern of Eva, you'd be allowed to daven for him. That's how it would turn out. Rav Avadya goes on to say that in the Sefer Rov Dagan from Rav Yitzchak Atiya was asked if you're allowed to daven for a guy to have a refuah, and he says if you yodo umakiro, you know this guy that he's mechaside yomos olam and he observes Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, then pashut that you're allowed to bless him and daven for him, etc. But if you're not sure, then what you should do is daven that he do tshuva and that he should have a refuah. Meaning, even if you want to say that you're not allowed to daven for a Christian because it's noved avodah zarah, that just means you're not allowed to daven that he remain a Christian and have a refuah. But what you can certainly do is daven that he do tshuva, get his act together, figure out what the truth is, and then have a refuah. That this will be a wake-up call. Where do we find such an idea? That you daven, that someone doesn't have kol b'dei shemayim, chutz mi'yerushalayim, doesn't a person have the right to make a bechira? How can you daven that someone will do tshuva? So we do have a gemara like this in Maseches Brachos, this famous story with Burya. That there were Hani Bar Yoni, there were these like thugs in Rameir's neighborhood that were driving him crazy. So he davened that they should die. And his wife Burya heard him davening they should die, and she says, what are you doing? And he says, well, you know, these guys are bothering me, so I'm davening that they should die. So she said, no. Yitamu chataim urishayim od enam. Not yitamu chotim urishayim od enam. There are two ways that there could be rishayim od enam, that there won't be rishayim anymore. Either yitamu chataim, they will no longer do sins, and therefore they won't be rishayim. They will be, but they will no longer be rishayim. They'll still exist. Or yitamu chotim, let the sinners die. So she says the proper thing is yitamu chataim, let the sins die. Don't daven that they should die. Daven instead that they should do tshuva. Aye, how does that work? That you davening someone should do tshuva? Don't they have bechira chavshit? You could daven that Hashem will make it easy for them to do tshuva. That'll give them enough wake-up calls that they'll see, oh boy, there's something here. Ultimately, the decision will rest with them, but maybe they'll be more open to it. You know, we're in addition to that, we're mefarnesim aniyei akum imaniyei Yisrael. We give tzedakah even to aniyei akum. Why? Darkei shalom. So maybe you could be daven for akum im Yisrael, for cholei akum im cholei Yisrael, because of darkei shalom. Maybe that would mean that it's not only mutter, but that it's actually a chiyuv. Plus, this might influence the Ovid Avodah Zarah to recognize the Ashkachas Hashem, that the Jew davens and they'll attribute the Yeshua to that tefillah. Especially, says Rav Yitzchak Atiya, in Galus where we need the Goyim so much. And he quotes that he saw a maisa with his father, Agon Tzadik Rabbi Yehuda Katzin, that a certain guy came, tinok mutol biyado, an ill child in his hand, and after he blessed him, the child had a refuah. And it was a great Kiddush Hashem. So that's a very big deal if we're able to make such a Kiddush Hashem. So bottom line, what does he say? Are you allowed to daven for the parent? Well, first of all, again, what do we say? If he's a Muslim, for sure. If he's a Christian, maybe not. But even if he's a Christian, you could daven that he's going to do tshuva, and then you'd be allowed to daven for him. And he quotes, Rav Avadya quotes story after story about how people daven for others that they should have a refuah, and it was a great Kiddush Hashem, etc. Says Rav Avadya, the next step then is, okay, so let's assume I'm allowed to daven for it, that one is allowed to daven for the non-Jew. The parent dies. Now can you say Kaddish for such a parent? It's no longer a refuah, it's no longer something that they could appreciate. No longer an option of tshuva. They can't do tshuva. They died as an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. They died as a Christian. Can you say Kaddish for them? Says Rav Vadia, Nira Sha'achar Mos Aviv Shalager V'chein Achar Mos Imo Nachon Sheyomer Aleim Kaddish Lilu Nishmasam. Wow. It's proper to say Kaddish. Because Tosfos writes in Sota Daf Yudam Beis, David davins about Avshalom to be saved from Dina Shel Gehenim and to be brought into Olam Abba. Because when the Gemara says, Brahma Zaka Abba in Sanhedrin Kof Dalit, Brahma Zaka Abba, Abba Loma Zaka Bra, Veim Yadi Matzil, that means without Tefillah. That if a person doesn't daven, then the father's Zechuyos aren't going to help the son. But with Tefillah, it can help. Tefillah of a father can help a child from Gehenim and bring him into Kaneda. So we're also, yeah, the ger may not be Brahma Zaka Abba because the ger in the sky is Katan Shnol Adam. So whatever mitzvos the child does may not help the parent be saved from Gehenim because they're not related. But nevertheless, if he davens, he can save him from Gehenim. Just like David was able to save Avshalom from Gehenim through Tefillah. Tefillah could still do that. Just like anyone could daven for any niftar, even if you're not related to them. It helps, it's useful. And, based on what we said yesterday, Hakaras HaTov would demand. Meaning that at the end of the day, they did bring you into this world. So even though halachically you're not related, but at the end of the day, there has to be Hakaras HaTov for someone who actually brought a person into this world. Now, generally speaking, if you're not a relative and you're saying Kaddish, you don't take precedence over people who are relatives and say Kaddish. So Rav Avadia says, you got to analyze. What about this Kaddish? Right, if someone's just saying Kaddish for someone that he is not related to, so he's not a Chiyuv. So the Chiyuvim would take, you know, the people who actually are saying Kaddish would take precedence. What about this guy? Meaning, what's the reason that someone who's saying a real Kaddish over a relative takes precedence over others? Is it because he has a greater mechayev to say Kaddish? Or is it because he's a relative? Meaning, is it because he has the Hakaras HaTov that forces him into Kaddish? Or is it because, strictly speaking, they're related? So over here, by the guy, by the ger, he's not related to his parent. But he has that same mechayev of Hakaras HaTov. Pashtus is that he would not take precedence, that he's like someone who's not related. But at the end of the day, Rav Avadia says it would seem that clearly he can daven for a refuah for his parent, and he's even allowed to say Kaddish after the parent dies, Lilu Nishmaso, for a Ger Tzedek. So yesterday we spoke about the level of kavod one has to have when the parent is alive. Today we just mentioned Rav Avadia about davening for him, not just yesterday. Rav Moshe was about visiting him. Today we spoke about davening for him, saying Kaddish for him. What about avelus, observing actual avelus over a deceased parent? The Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Parak Beis, Halacha Gimel writes, "Bino o achiv haba min ashivcho min anachris, eino misabel alein klal." Let's say you have a child who's not miyaches acharav. A guy sleeps with a non-Jew, and they have a child. So the yichus goes with the guy, right? So there's no avelus. V'chein mishen is gayer hu ubanav. Onishtachrer hu v'imo ein misablin zelza. If a family went through a gerus, so the parents and the children are related anymore, no avelus. Says the Shulchan Aruch, hager shen eskayir hu banav v'nilch avelus m'shina in dalas sifhei, o evet shen eshtachrer hu v'imo ein misablin zelza. Vuadin gershin is gair imimo ein misabel aleihem. So apparently there is no avelus. Now, there is no avelus would just mean that we have no obligation to observe avelus, but that's not often the question. The question more often is one permitted to observe avelus? A lot of times, you know, for example, there is no chiyuv avelus for a non-biological parent, for an adopted parent, or an adopted sibling. I was just involved in a case. I know someone who, child who's adopted, and all of the other siblings are not adopted. So the whole family sitting Shiva, one of the siblings died, the whole family sitting Shiva. So the adopted child wanted to sit Shiva also. And he wanted to observe Avelus also. Is that permissible? Is he allowed to do that? So it's the same Shaila. Of a gershon is gayer. Can you? Is it permissible? So Rav Sturmbach in the tshuva in Chelik Alef Sim Tafresh Pei Dalit writes, Uvda havi shemizbar la avrech yirei shemayim she safta shelo is gayer vebezin etzel reformiyim. Ocheyotze. Rav Sturmbach deals with a lot of these kinds of shilas. In South Africa, if you're from, you're a bal tshuva. There was like apparently no one from there a couple of generations ago, and huge bal tshuva movement. So there was an Avreich Yirei Shemayim. Rav Sturmbach was a Rav in South Africa, meaning he was used to split his time between Eretz Yisrael and South Africa. Now he's always in Eretz Yisrael all the time. But he used to split his time. So there was an Avreich Yirei Shemayim. That's why if you ever hear Rav Sturmbach talk, he speaks English normally, like an English-speaking person. I think he was from England originally, actually. And he ended up being a Rav in South Africa for many years. There was an interview with him on that radio show, David Luchenstein, you know, the Headlines radio show. So he gets such amazing Torah luminaries like me and Rav Sturmbach on his show. When he can't find anyone good, he's like, okay, go, he's rely on Leibowitz. I've been on like three times. But anyway, he had Rav Sturmbach and he was actually having a conversation with him in English. Rav Sturmbach, you know. It's very interesting. Kedai to listen to. But anyway, so there was this boy who discovered that his grandmother had a reform conversion. So his mother was really a guy, and he's really a guy. So when his mother discovered this, when he was a child, they went through another conversion, Pitzina. And now his mother died. And he wanted to observe Avelus. Now as far as the rest of the world knew, his mother was always a Jew. Because the grandmother had converted. They didn't make it public that the grandmother really had a reform conversion, that they had to do another conversion, you know, lechum or whatever. So as far as the world knew, this was his mother through and through. And now she died and he wanted to observe Avelus. Shulchan Aruch says, Gershon is gar rabbanu v'imo ein misabel nizel alzeh. So this is going to be embarrassing. So Rav Sturmbach writes, "Veivesi midivrach samsovri yardesim mishin chavav shemibnei pegam mishpacha mutar liyisabel." That for the sake of pegam mishpacha, if it's going to be embarrassing to the family, you're allowed to observe avelus. Imkain gam kan yochol dinu kol dine avelus. So you can observe. You may observe all dine avelus. Umiu amarti lo shelo yino ken lahakel. But he says only lechumra, not lekula. And therefore, when he's an onain, or when he would have been an onin before the kavura, he should put on tefillin, he should daven, he should say brachos. But when it comes to observing avelus, he should be noe ka'avel. Not on the cheshbon of other avelim, not to take kadeshim away from other avelim, but he's allowed to observe avelus. He says, hein emes, shalchor roi lachshosh kan, maybe we should be choshosh over here. Shagiorish and Izgaira, that if a woman, a married woman, converts to Judaism, Shatrichlamt in Gimel Chadashim Lahavchin Bein Zera Shnol Begdusha Lazera Shnol Shalom Begdusha, you have to wait 3 months to before she can go back to her husband, so that you'll be able to distinguish when the child was conceived. Vainu Afshim Nizgaira in Nafkamina Ima Av Goy O Yehudi Shablavach Yaban Kasher. even though Lechara, if she was Niskaira, it doesn't make a difference, the child's going to be kosher anyway. But Kadesh Leavali de Mikhsha Lomar Shinolad Bikdusha Viftar Eshachav Bechalitza Chodoma. But we make them wait 3 months so that we'll know the full yichus to figure out a chalitza issue. You know, if there's a brother that's going to be born later that dies, is he a real brother? Is he really not a brother? So maybe we should be concerned that if we permit an avelis, people are going to think that she's not a giores and that he's related to all of his brothers who were born later on. So maybe I should not allow the avelos because it's going to give the wrong impression over who's who and what's what in the family. So he says, no, where Chazal made a gzera, they made a gzera. We don't make our own gzeros. So they made a gzera. They got to wait 3 months after a conversion. They never made a gzera. They're not allowed to be misada. So he says, I think it's absolutely mutter to be knowing avelos kedas or kedin, and we have to be choshesh l'gam mishpacha, and especially we have to be vahavtem as a ger, and this is going to be challenging, this is going to be difficult for a ger. We have to do whatever we can to help him out. Good. So that's a little bit about a ger in terms of kibud aveil. Now, bringing it forward now to a Jew, to not the issue of honoring a father who's a guy, but what about a father who is a Russia? What if a child is a mamzer? Does a mamzer have to honor his parents? And again, we've discussed, you know, the whole yisod of the chiv of kibud aveim is hakaras hatov. So a mamzer maybe doesn't have that inyan of hakaras hatov. Because the parent ruined him, the parent destroyed him. He's not able to marry anybody, he's labeled a mamzer his whole life. So this is a Gemara in Yevamos of Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara in Yevamos. Where is it? Yeah. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us that that if a guy has a child who's a mamzer, chayev al makasim, the mamzer is chayev for hitting his father. So the Gemara says, but it says, v'nasi ba'amcha losar ba'osa ma'isa amcha. So isn't he not osa ma'isa amcha? Why should he be chayev for hitting him? So the Gemara says, ba'osa tshuva. So we're also, you're chayev for hitting the father only if he did tshuva. So Gemara says, is it possible to do tshuva? Is it possible to do tshuva for such a thing? There is a concept called the pasuk in Kohelet, mu'uvas liyuchal iska. Some mistakes are so terrible that you can never fix the mistake. So is it possible even to do tshuva? For making a child a mamzer, you can never fix that. Right? Mu'uvas liyuchal iska. What's an example? Z'abal erva volim men a mamzer. If you have a mamzer, that's mu'uvas liyuchal iska. So the Gemara says, yeah, but hashtamiya osamay samcha. There are two elements of tshuva. There's tshuva to become a good person, and there's tshuva to fix the mistake. So for example, let's say I told Lashon Hara about somebody. So word is out there, and it's constantly causing this person harm. I go through an entire tshuva process, my Lashon Hara is still causing all the harm that it always caused. But I have done an aziva sachet. I'm still a better person going forward. The din of Osa Maisa Amcha is a din that right now you have to assess the father at what he is. That if he is right now in Osa Maisa Amcha, then you have the dinim of kibud and of not being makeh, etc. If he's, even though what he did is irreversible. And that's what the Rambam paskins in Ilchus Mamrim Paragvav Alach Yiral Hamamzer Chayiv B'Kavar Aviv U'Morau Afal Pishu Patr Al Makasov V'Kolasar Ad Shiyas Tshuva. That a mamzer is patr from hitting or cursing his father until the father does tshuva, but when it comes to Kavar Aviv U'Morau, he's Chayiv. Afilu Aya Aviv Rasha B'Alaveris Mechabdo M'Siyari Mimenu. So Rambam makes an important distinction. And when it comes to kavod, that even if he's a Rasha, you got to do. When it comes to makam mekalel, you're not going to be chayv until he did tshuva. It's a little bit odd, no? How does that play out then? you have to honor your father, but you can curse him and punch him in the face. Right? If the father's a Rasha, and because he's a Rasha, you are a mamzer. So you're allowed to go punch him in the face, and you're allowed to go curse him, but you have to be mechabir. Isn't, by definition, punching him in the face and cursing him a lack of kibbut? In addition to that, we already discussed, I think, last week, the Gemara discusses in Bab Metzia, Hiniach lem aviyam para gezula, father died and he leaves a stolen cow, that you don't have to return it for kavadav unless he do tshuva. Apparently, you don't have to mechabit him.
Shalom, Raphael Ela. Shalom, Raphael, to college guidance, please, right away. Thank you.
Apparently, if he didn't do tshuva, you don't have to be mechabit him. Yet the Rambam says you have to be mechabit Mora, a father who didn't do tshuva. So Lech Mishnah suggests, Nilchus Mamrim, La'achar Misa Shaini. But after he dies, it's different. La'achar Misa, you don't have to be Mechabir of Rasha anymore. Why not? So we already discussed this. We discussed the two elements. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Bein Adam L'Makom. That for Aviv Rasha, there's no Bein Adam L'Makom element. There's only Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. For a dead parent, there's no Ben Adam L'Chaveiro element. There's only Ben Adam L'Makom element. For a dead Rasha, there's neither. So does that help us over here? Let's come back to our case, to the case of Makom Mekala. Makom Mekala, it used to be Makom Mekala. Is that a din Ben Adam L'Makom or Ben Adam L'Chaveiro? In terms of Kibra Ben. The unique Chumra of Makom Mekala. Right, of being Makom Mekala, being Chayv Misa, being do Tav V'Ima. Is that a function of Ben Adam L'Makom, or is that a function of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro? So we could just throw around Svaras. Let's try to find a Raya better than a Svara. So if you look in the Gemara tells us that. Where is it? On the bottom of the Avlamin on the Beis, the Gemara tells us, Tan Rabbanan, Nemar Kaberes Avicha Vesibach, Nemar Kaberes Shemei Honcha. Hishva Akosuv Kovra Aveim L'Kovra Makom. Nemar Ish Ima Vavtiro, Nemar Hashem L'Kechatiro V'Sos Avod. Hishva Akosuv Moros Aveim L'Moros Makom. Nemar Mekalel Aviv Ima Mosimas. V'Nemar Ish Ish Ki Kalel Eloka V'Nasa Cheto. It says Nisr Mekalel by parents. It says Nisr Mekalel by Hashem. Hish va'akosuv birchas ave'em le'birchas ha'makom. That the unique chumra of being Mekalel parents is because it's the same as being Mekalel Kodesh Baruch Hu. Aval b'haka'ah v'aday i'efshar. But we cannot make the same equation when it comes to haka'ah. Why? You can't hit Hashem. Rashi points out, La'kisha yefsha la'kisha she'en haka'a klape mailu. But if we were able, if it were possible to be maka Hashem, then we would say that haka'as ave'im is a direct function of haka'as Hashem. It's just that it's not possible, so it's not a direct function. That's why there's no pasuk in the Torah that links them. But the Gemara is saying that when you are Makkah or Makalel, your parent, what makes it so terrible? What makes it so much worse than being Makkah, Makalel, somebody else? It's because of the parents being a shoot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? When it comes to Kibud, and even when it comes to Mora, so there's both a Ben Adam L'Makom element, a shoot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we also have plenty of Mar Makomos in the Gemara, like we said, of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro element, of what he's done for you. But when it comes to Makom Mekalel, you also have Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Makom element, but it's different. The issue to be Makom Mekalel, everybody else is Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Right? So that applies to a parent also. But the special, unique nature of the Yisr to be Makom Mekalel, the special Chumrah, Chiyuv Misa, be Makom Mekalel, the parent, that's a function of Ben Adam L'Makom. It would therefore turn out that by Aviv Rasha, there's no Yisr Makom Mekalel. There's no special Chumrah, the Yisr of Makom Mekalel. Would there still be an Isser in general of Makom Mekalel? Yeah, like anybody else. Yisrael Mechavero, like anybody else. But that's what the Rambam means, that there's no special, it's not that it's Mutter, Lahakos Lekalel, that you're Potter if you're Makom Mekalel, you're Potter from Mechiv Misa, when you're Makom Mekalel of Vima. That, Lachor, is what he's trying to say. Right, what was the Lashon of the Rambam? I lost it here. Imam Zechayev B'Kavir Rav Moro Afal Pishu Pater Al Makasa V'Kalasa Pater unless he's done tshuva. You still have to be Mechavdo Mesiari Mimenu, but you're Pater of Makom Mekalel, because again the unique nature of Makom Mekalel by Na'av Ve'Eim is a function of the Bein Adam L'Makom side of it, not of the Bein Adam L'Chaveru side of it. That L'Chora is the Pshar and the Rambam. Now if you look in Rav Avadia, Rav Avadia is a tshuva in Yabia Omer Chelek Gimel Evan Ezer Simen Ches. Rav Avadia quotes this Rambam: "Mamz rechayev b'kavod av moro, afli shu patra al makasav v'kolaso, at sheyasa tshuva. Afilu haya aviv rasha balaverus mechabdo misyarim menu. Even if your father is an avarian, you still have to have kavod amora." So the tour asks from the Gemara in Baba Kama. It's Baba Kama. I said Baba Masih before. From the Gemara in Baba Kama, where your father leaves a parah gezula, a talis gezula. And what do we say? That as long as the father never did tshuva, you don't have to return it. Right? Because it's not osa maisa amcha. And the Gemara answered, oh, okay, when do you have to return? Only if he did tshuva. So asks the Torah, I don't understand. How come you have to be mechabir aviv when you're a mamzer? How come a father, a mamzer has to be mechabir aviv? He didn't do tshuva. So the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah suggest that shiny kavod sheyesh bo chisaron kis kapara vitalis shenatlam beribis umidina in chayav mlahachsir damar kra al tikach mito neshach tarvis v'cheyach icha yimach lideas harachmanet in ahadulei v'lo lebrei mishum hachi im lo osa tshuva in chayav mlahachsir ma she'en kein b'kavod les b'chasron kis ein lo chinam edim chayvi. So Beis Yosef suggests the chilek as follows: it depends whether it's the kind of kavod that costs you money or not. That if it costs you money, then you don't have to return it if your father's still a rasha. You don't have to honor him if your father's still a rasha. But if it doesn't cost you money, you do have to honor him. Why? Why? I think it fits very nicely, if I'm thinking it through properly. What did we say? If your father's a rasha, you have a chiyuv ben adam. If your father's a rasha, ben adam l'chavera, not ben adam l'makom. Right? In general, nafkamina between ben adam l'makom and ben adam l'chavera, which one do you have to spend money on typically? Ben adam l'makom, not a ben adam. You don't have to spend money on Ben Adam L'Chaveros. When the father is a Rasha, do you have a Chiyuv of Kibud? Yeah, you have a Chiyuv Ben Adam L'Chaveros. This comes along Beis Yosef and says, if the Kavod is going to involve a Chesron Kis, you don't have to do it. You don't have to spend money on Ben Adam L'Chaveros. You only have to spend money on Ben Adam L'Makom because you don't have a Ben Adam L'Makom with this guy. He's a Rasha. But if a chiv does not involve a chesron kis, then you do have to do the kibud. Why? Because ben adam l'chaveros, you have to do. if it doesn't cost you anything. Meaning, this whole answer the Beis Yosef gives, the difference between Cheshon Kiss and not Cheshon Kiss, may really boil down to exactly what we've been saying for a week and a half. That Aviv Rasha, there's no Ben Adam L'makom, there's only Ben Adam L'chavero. And therefore, when you're dealing with Kibud Aviv Rasha, if it's going to involve a loss of money, you don't have to do it, because only Ben Adam L'makom require a loss of money. You don't have, it's not a mitzvah Ben Adam L'makom for you. Ben Adam L'chaveros don't require a loss of money. The only problem is, it's talking about a dead father. Right? It's talking about a dead father. And it's saying that even for a dead father, if it does not involve Cheshon Kiss, you still have to lose, you still have to do the kibud. And by a dead father, we said it's not even Ben Adam L'chaveros. So good, so maybe the Beis Yosef doesn't hold that. He doesn't know that there's no din in Ben Adam L'chaveros by a deceased person. What do we call Chesed Shel Emes? Chesed Shel Simim Emesim is Chesed Shel Emes. Why? Because it's Ben Adam L'makom? No, maybe because it's Ben Adam L'chaveros, and it's the ultimate Ben Adam L'chaveros because he can't pay you back. So maybe Ben Adam L'chaveros apply even with deceased people. Meaning that part doesn't have to be so glad, that part doesn't have to be agreed upon by everybody. But the idea that Ben Adam L'makom are things that you spend money on, Ben Adam L'chaveros things that you don't spend money on, maybe that's what the Beis Yosef is exactly, that's exactly what the Beis Yosef is saying. But then Rav Avadia quotes a different idea. That in Sefer Orach Chaim, HaKadosh, and Parshas Kedoshim, he writes based on the Gemara Kiddushin Memtes. A guy is Makadish Nishal Menash Hanit Tzadik. Halacha is, even if he's a Rosh HaGomer, she's Mekadeshas. Why? Because Shemi here a tshuva b'liba. Maybe he was having a thought of tshuva. So he says, maybe that's why Mamza has to be mechabir aviv. Why? Because he doesn't know that his father's still a rasha. He might be Shemi here a tshuva. Oh, but doesn't Gemara say in Baba Kama that you don't have to return his para if he never did tshuva? Because you know he's not Shemi Hira Tshuva now. Why? Because he's dead. You know he died. That's not about Tshuva. But Kolzman that he's alive, you always have to believe maybe he's Hira Tshuva. That's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh suggests. For a Dinda Oraisa, we have to be Choshesh Shemi Hira Tshuva. And this is a Dinda Oraisa. The problem, of course, then is that your whole chiv is only a chiv b'safek. Right? Your whole chiv of kibrav, if your mamzer, is only a chiv b'safek, which would mean that a mamzer has to be mechabir avimo because of safek ta'araisa l'chumra. Let's think for a second. Safek ta'araisa l'chumra. Din ta'araisa or din d'rabana? That din itself, safek ta'araisa l'chumra. So that's machlokas. The Rambam holds, it's only Dirabana. That's a problem, because the Rambam's formulation of the din, that Mamzer has to be mechabit his parents, the Rambam makes it sound like it's a regular chiv kibud midaraisa. So a little bit hard to say that the Rambam's whole chiv of a Mamzer being mechabit a parent is only based on safek daraisa l'chumra, because maybe Shema here her tshuva. According to the Rambam, that would only generate a chiv d'rabbana. So I thought the Beis Yosef had it right. That the Beis Yosef had it right. Pashto says you don't have to be choshesh shemihir tshuva. Why don't you have to be choshesh shemihir tshuva? You know why in Kiddush Mamtes we're choshesh shemihir tshuva when a guy is mekadesh al menash ani tzadik? Because he's saying the words al menash ani tzadik. When a person's saying those words, then we're choshesh. Maybe he's thinking them. Maybe he's internalizing them. But the guy's not saying anything. He's been, you know, leaving a trail of mamzerim all over the world, sleeping with women and whatever. You have no reason to believe that he's doing tshuva. We're not choshishim or tshuva. Pashto says Beis Yosef is correct. That what's the teretz to the stira? Again, the stira that on the one hand that a mamzer has to be mechabit of, and on the other hand the Gemara Baba Kama says that if your father leaves you a stolen cow, you don't have to return it if he didn't do tshuva. because you don't have to be mechabir of Rasha. What's the teretz? The teretz is chesron kis versus not chesron kis. Or put differently, ben adam lechaveru, ben adam lemakom. That you do have a chiv, but your chiv is only ben adam lechaveru. You have no chiv, ben adam lemakom, and therefore you don't have to spend any money on the chiv. Okay, that will be it for the chiyuv of kibbutz of Russia and all that stuff. Maybe we'll start just getting into the actual practical halachas of kibbutz ve'eim. Maybe we'll try to do at least one shiur tomorrow and just like, you know, bottom line, you know, what do I have to do for kibbutz ve'eim? What's actually required of me? So maybe it'll be a good idea just to read through the siman shulchan aruch and kibbutz ve'eim. So look in your day, maybe we'll go through maybe a few haras here and there. And what the Shulchan Aruch has to say. Okay.